I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Some of the most endangered foods on the planet are on the menu for our GeoQuiz today. These foods are being served up at an unusual banquet in Newcastle, England tomorrow night. The man behind the banquet, Simon Preston. He's treating 250 guests to what he calls the world's vanishing delicacies. He's calling his 10-course feast, 10 Things to Eat Before They Die. So, Simon, it's not before we die. It's not kind of a bucket list. It's before they die. Pretend we're at your banquet table right now and tell us exactly what's on the menu.
Okay, I'll be your waiter for this evening. We're starting off with some canapés. We're doing a seared monkfish, but this is topped with a raisin that we've had brought in from Afghanistan, one of the most difficult products to get hold of from our list. This particular region of Afghanistan, the Herat region, has been growing these raisins since the 4th century, and they grow over 120 different varieties.
Now, are these yellow or dark raisins?
They're quite dark, actually, and they're about the size of an almond. They're enormous, and they taste a bit like a fig. They're really quite like anything you've ever seen before. Wonderful.
They sound fabulous. Why would they be endangered?
Well, pretty much because, you know, clearly that part of the world has had problems with the Afghanistan war and so on. So in any region, that's going to cause a problem with the economic activity. But also, our foods are becoming increasingly globalized, and we are losing touch with the regions that initially grew those foods, where they were native and that made them as famous and as special as they are. We're beginning to forget that it makes a difference where something's grown, and it makes a difference how it's produced.
Okay, give me one other example. What else is on the menu?
Well, we have an unusual product also, a Transylvanian jam. It's come from a group of 7 villages in the Saxon region of that country. And they produce this jam from berries gathered in the forests around their villages. It's an ancient art and a product that's been supplied really across the world for many, many, many centuries. But again, in our globalized world, it's very difficult now for them to find a market for their product. And again, we are featuring this product in the hope that people will start to realize that as the world changes, we need to be careful not to let these things slip away unnoticed.
Now, talk about slipping away unnoticed. Simon, you just happened to mention the answer to our GeoQuiz today, which is?
Transylvania, I gather.
Transylvania, exactly, a part of Romania. That's too quaint an image of people going out and picking berries. Give me another item that we'll be tasting at this banquet.
Well, moving on to our main course, we're serving Herdwick mutton. Now, mutton is an unfashionable meat. Everyone eats lamb and beef and chicken and so on these days. Mutton used to be incredibly popular. This particular species, the Herdwick, grows only in the Lake District area of England and is a beautiful flavour, very succulent, very tender. They're very slow-growing animals.
So how come they're in danger of disappearing?
And most of these things are about markets. These sheep have been grown for many, many centuries, but the markets have shrunk. Cheaper imports have come in, and people are forgetting what the flavour and the difference of that product was. They'll buy any old mutton, and it's not listed as Herdwick mutton anymore, it's just mutton. And we're trying to focus people back on being aware that there are many different varieties within the foods that we eat.
You know, I hate to say it because it sounds heretical, but some of these foods may be best just eaten locally where they can be appreciated, and maybe some of them aren't so great.
You're absolutely true. Then these products are not put in the list because they're the best in the world by any means. They have such a strong provenance and interesting story around them about the way they came to exist and the way they've evolved over the years that there is value to us in making efforts to stop them slipping away unnoticed.
Simon, have you had a hard time actually acquiring some of these foods?
Yeah, I've had to resort to telephones and emails and all sorts of means to try and bring them here, as well as getting on my bike and going and collecting some of them from around the country.
Which did you?
Well, there's a particularly hilarious picture of me struggling across London with 12.5 kilograms of cheese on my back, which I managed to collect from someone who happened to be passing through that day. Half of it an artisan aged Gouda, and half of it a raw milk cow's cheese that had come from Ireland. That was a curious day, but I think tomorrow it'll all be worth it.
The lengths that you will go to.
Indeed.
Well, this time tomorrow you're going to be in a very hot kitchen, and we'll be wishing you the best. And also we should tell folks that you can hear about all the foods that you've been talking about by looking at our website, theworld.org. Simon Preston, treating 250 guests to the world's vanishing delicacies tomorrow night. Thank you very much. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.